Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, where we sift the agentic frontier for the pieces that actually change how builders ship. Today's throughline is wonderfully practical. Agents are not merely getting bigger. They are getting receipts. The standout story is a fresh cluster of harness work. Signed run traces, independent line-by-line judges, safety harness evolution, and new coding benchmarks that ask whether an agent solved the right problem, not just whether it got lucky. That is the shape of the morning. Smaller models at the edge, tighter command line agents in the terminal, and a growing insistence that done should mean there is evidence on the table. First, in the ledger, TraceSeal appeared on Hacker News this morning with a crisp promise. Signed, offline verifiable receipts for AI agent runs. Its product page frames the problem exactly. If an agent edits files, calls tools, or approves work, a downstream reviewer needs a cryptographic record of what happened, not a chat transcript and a shrug. My take is simple. This is the right direction. The winning agent platforms will not merely say, "Trust me." They will produce verifiable artifacts that survive outside the original runtime. A second verification signal came from LineJudge, a new open GitHub project described as an independent verification harness for coding agents. The repository is young, but the idea matters. Put a separate referee around the code path and make the agent prove line-level behavior rather than narrate confidence. That echoes a pattern from the past week. Deterministic gates are becoming the adult supervision layer for agentic coding. And from Hacker News, Mactoon landed as a token-efficient MCP command line client, reporting large savings on tool discovery and result payloads. The headline number is 97% fewer tokens on discovery and 40 to 60% fewer on results. Even if those figures need workload by workload validation, the pressure is real. Agent systems are now bottlenecked not only by model price, but by the verbosity of every tool surface they expose. On model releases, the freshest open source lane is WebAI's Twill LLM family, covered by MarkTech Post on August 10th. Twill LLM comes in 1.7 and 3 billion parameter sizes and is aimed at formal logic auto-formalization, entailment checking, and lean-style reasoning on local hardware. This is not a general chat model story. It is a specialized reliability story. Formal methods remain hard and brittle, but a small local model that helps translate messy statements into checkable logic can become a very sharp tool in the verification draw. The second model signal is Macaron V1, a new AR Kakshiv paper describing an open agent model family for continual learning through self-improvement and mixture of LoRa adaptation. What makes it worth watching is the deployment question. Agents do not just answer once, they accumulate traces, preferences, failures, and repairs. Macaron V1 treats that as a model family design problem rather than a prompt management problem. The risk, of course, is uncontrolled drift. The opportunity is an agent that can improve from real experience while keeping adaptation modular enough to inspect. A smaller but charming model item is Needle 2 from Cactus, an open 45 million parameter agentic model that runs as a 14 megabyte binary, intended for tool calling, device use, and structured extraction on tiny devices. That is backfill, not a frontier release, but it matters because the agent stack is moving down into phones, wearables, appliances, and offline field devices. The local edge does not need theatrical scale. It needs predictable tool use, tiny memory footprints, and failure modes a developer can understand. For frameworks and tooling, J-Code is the cleanest new terminal story of the morning. An open source AI coding agent for the terminal, written in Rust, with durable memory, background tasks, and agent swarms. The framing is familiar, but the implementation choices are telling. Builders want terminal-native agents that can run long jobs, keep state across sessions, and coordinate multiple loops without becoming an opaque desktop product. Cortex Brain is another young project worth noting. Its GitHub repository describes an open monitoring platform for distributed cloud and hybrid cloud edge workflows. And the Hacker News listing specifically positions it as integrating with AI agents. If agentic systems are going to operate across queues, browsers, CLIs, and data pipelines, observability has to become more than logs. It needs to answer, what did the agent believe? What did it touch? What evidence did it produce? And where did the run diverge? MacToon also belongs in the tooling lane because MCP surfaces are expanding so quickly that discovery itself is becoming expensive. Token-efficient clients are not glamorous, but they can decide whether an agent can afford to inspect its environment before acting. This is one of those small infrastructure stories that sounds minor until every tool registry has hundreds of capabilities and every extra description becomes paid context. On trending repositories, three signals stood out from today's public GitHub and Hacker News sweep. First, open code remains a giant gravitational center for open coding agents, with over 196,000 stars and fresh activity today. It is not new to the ledger, so I am not treating it as a new release, but its continued movement is a reminder that open terminal agents are now the reference surface many developers judge against. Second, OpenAI's Codex CLI also shows fresh repository activity and more than 100,000 stars. Again, not a new story by itself, but important context. The market is converging on CLI-native coding agents that can be scripted, reviewed, and embedded in developer workflows. Third, QuenCode continues to be a serious open terminal agent with more than 26,000 stars and same-day repository activity. The specific practical point is that model labs are no longer shipping only model weights. They are shipping the harness, the CLI, the tool protocol, and the update loop around the model. For smaller new projects, MacToon had 79 stars when checked this morning. Cortex Brain had 83, and AI Pulse had 21. Those numbers are modest, but they show where builders are experimenting: cheaper tool discovery, agent observability, and ambient run state feedback. The research lane is dense today. The paper I would put first is She: Trajectory-Driven Safety Harness Evolution for LLM Agents. It argues that safety depends not only on model weights, but on the harness that manages context, memory, tools, permissions, and runtime control. That is exactly the right abstraction. If the harness is static while agents get more capable, the safety boundary rots. SWE Bench Promax is the second major paper, a benchmark for agents on large-scale multilingual code refactoring. It begins from a painful observation. Existing coding benchmarks are saturating, and some eval quality has come under scrutiny. The interesting move is scale and realism, longer refactors, more languages, and tasks closer to the ugly maintenance work real agents are being asked to do. SpecPath adds a subtler test. Whether a coding agent follows the active specification or merely follows the most salient path by which the requirements were stated. That is a beautifully nasty benchmark idea, because many agent failures are not syntax failures. They are instruction history failures. Finally, Agentic Harnesses looks at LLM-driven verification layers for robot autonomy. Even if you do not build robots, watch this category. Robotics forces the issue because a bad plan hits the physical world. Software agents need the same discipline. Verify feasibility before execution. Fail closed when evidence is missing. And separate planning confidence from action permission. Quick hits. A Hacker News post for an evidence loop product points at the same theme: steering agents by the evidence of what they built, not just by chat. Langcast pitched a workspace for models, agents, and files, another sign that multimodal operations are becoming a user interface problem. And a new HN thread for Needle 2 pulled strong attention because tiny agentic models are suddenly practical enough to be interesting, not merely cute. Also notable, MarkTechPost's open source page continues to be a useful scout lane. But most of its top model stories from the weekend, Meta Muse Glimmer, Seed Realtime, Nemotron Labs Voice Chat, Shepard, and Pokey Isaac, were already covered in the last two briefs or the companion pulse. They were dropped today unless there was a concrete new development. One more practical note for builders. Today's repo activity reinforces a split between giant, mature agent surfaces and tiny experimental affordances. The large projects give teams confidence that terminal agents are becoming stable infrastructure. The small projects show where pain is still acute: status visibility, tool compression, independent checks, and run provenance. That is often where the next serious platform feature begins. As a small utility solving one annoying operational gap, the day's lesson is that the agent stack is becoming less mystical and more evidentiary. The interesting builders are not asking whether an agent can produce a confident answer. They are asking what proof surrounds the run: signed traces, cheaper tool discovery, independent judges, evolving safety harnesses, and benchmarks that punish shallow compliance. That is how done becomes a state you can inspect. And for agent builders, that is the frontier worth waking up for.